He looked down and sighed, and then looked into the camera again. When I was a young man, I was a military officer. Often I had to order men and women into action, knowing that some of them would die. I often went along with them, and the possibility of my own death, sometimes what I saw as the certainty of my death, was of no consequence compared to the responsibility I felt for them. The guilt, perhaps. So today I'm going to die, and in the process, sacrifice the lives of many people who didn't even know there was a war. I'm sorry. My sorrow is no comfort to those of you who are going to lose loved ones. But we'll all be dead in 1 month if I do not do this. When I turn off the camera and set the delay on this message, I will leave for an emergency cabinet meeting set for noon. In my briefcase, I have 12 pounds of C9, a powerful plastic explosive. When I am in the cabinet room with the President and the Secretary of Defense, I will open the briefcase, and we will all die, as well as others, who are innocent bystanders. Collateral casualties, as they say. I have always liked Carly LaSalle, in spite of her craziness, perhaps because of it, and now I am repaying her trust with murder. History will vindicate me, or at least admit the necessity for this, but that gives me no satisfaction this morning. He reached out of the cube and turned off a camera. Rory found her voice. What happens now? Marya shook her head. Pray the Vice President survives. The Speaker of the House makes Carly LaSalle look like Phi Beta Kappa. Who would have thought it? Sarah said in a stunned whisper. Here in America. Yeah, America. I wouldn't have predicted LaSalle either. Rory shook her head. Washington's a zoo. Carl Lam was back on the cube, saying that the Vice President was being rushed to Walter Reed, but was not expected to live. It makes a kind of sense, Marya said, rubbing her chin hard. I mean story sense. Grayson Pauling always was a wild card. You know he was DDT in Desert Wind? No, Lori said, staring at the cube. What's DDT? It's a unit of the Special Forces they call Department of Dirty Tricks. Unconventional Warfare. I forget its actual name. He never talked about it, claimed he wasn't allowed to. But that may be how he knew how to build a bomb he could carry into the White House. As if to back her up, the cube showed a gray positron scan of the briefcase. Even cabinet members are checked when they enter the White House, Carl Lam said. Grayson Pauling appeared to have nothing but books and papers. A security guard came into the cube, the side of his head bandaged, blood drops on his tunic. Maybe we should have wondered about those books. Why would someone carry big books into a cabinet meeting? Lam made reassuring noises. His mind was made up this morning, Rory said. He might have done it without the new message, eventually. This morning, Marya stared at her. That meeting? They looked at Sarah and she got up. Yeah, I gotta go.